podcast in pepperoni heaven. My name is Travis, sometimes right, currently have no boner.
My name's Aaron, I can draw the pictures of the comic.
This is Abe.
This is Yama, I'm a pretty girl.
This is Nick.
This is also James, and Nick's wearing a no-sleeve t-shirt.
So you made that up.
I did.
No sleeve till Brooklyn.
Exactly.
Attaboy. All right, well, here's another episode of the Podskier Gentlecast.
Are you reading that?
Yeah. No, we received, on our Facebook page it was, we received like a message about some weird stuff. Yeah, what did it say?
And we've decided we're going to obscure names and identities to protect the insane.
In that case, my name's Richard.
Received this message from what appears to be a woman. I'm just going to read it verbatim. If you support this comic strip, you slowly hurt my child. Oh, I have to change the name now. Marshall Mathers is white, not Asian. He beats and molests my 7-year-old child and is a sociopath that is a borderline psychopath. He is from Lodi, California, and now resides in Brookings, Oregon, and this man is sick. The remark of the filled coconut creamy kind of looked like a judicial podium, doesn't it? And mom and dad fighting in court about it. This guy is sick. We've been fighting for 4 years. The diff between he and I is he fights to hurt us. I fight for Marshall Mathers' safety and health. P.S. The real Marshall Mathers doesn't wear glasses, but my child does. And he is Marshall Mathers' son. If you support this comic, you're just as guilty.
I'm starting to think this is Kim, Marshall Mathers' actual wife.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear any question up in that flow.
So basically...
And there's several attachments. One of them is a screenshot of what looks like a child's handwriting, and it says, "My daddy hit me." There's another one that's a picture of a white man putting his middle finger up to the camera, and
sounds like Marshall Mathers.
And it's a dastardly dad, the alcoholic sociopath, borderline psychopath from Lodi, California. And there's another picture that's just labeled draw.jpg, and it's a couple of hearts, and it says mom house pets house. And then there's...
Isn't just some sort of, like, random spam that we got or something?
No, I think it's someone who doesn't like this person who's doing a webcomic and is trying to make everyone not read it.
Oh, so it's not, like, towards us. There's nothing wrong with us.
Read the last...
The problem with us...
Okay.
Wait, no. The last image.
The last one is just a bunch of names.
It's weird.
So, it's a picture of a little boy smiling, and it says, "This is the real so-and-so. He wears glasses. The creator... sure, or so-and-so doesn't." And then it's just nonsensical, and then it ends with, "This guy is sick. He has been drawing this skit for years."
Sounds like a good skit.
So he's molesting a boy, and he's beating him, and we're not supposed to follow him or something.
Is that what it's about?
I think my understanding is that the guy comments on our stuff, and so this person who's writing that, I think, is saying that we support them because we're... I just air quoted, by the way. But we support them because they comment on us, so it's like trying to say that we're guilty by charge. Like
association.
By association.
By charge.
By charter guard.
I
had no idea what I was saying.
I had noticed that on...
Time's up, over, blah. It's Eminem. It's code Eminem.
I actually did some research into it, and on
what
I did, I looked into
on what?
It into this whole lady
4chan,
this lady thing,
the encyclopedias in the garage. That's how I used to do research. Am I right? Yeah, you hear me?
No, I did it.
I went to that comics Facebook page, and I went to random subscribers to it.
You're motioning at us like a chola.
Luke.
And this woman had posted this message in different places. So she wasn't only doing it as private messages. She was also just, like, announcing it that this
dude... Oh, wow, this guy is Asian.
Right?
There's no mistaking the Asian.
Did you send it to other people, the same message?
It was different variations.
But so it's the same thing.
So if you got a webcomic and you like another webcomic,
you just might be a redneck.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah, and
if you got a webcomic and you got a pussy,
we will fuck you.
We will fuck you.
That's all we're saying.
On Mars.
And she's saying that the dude's not Asian, but on his actual website, he's clearly Asian because there's pictures of
him. So the problem isn't the raping of the child, it's the Asian part?
Wait, so do we unfollow this person? I don't understand what's going on.
We don't know if this woman is just crazy or if he's actually molesting a child.
Well, and also, I don't think there's anything we can do because it's not like we're commenting on his stuff.
So if you know someone who's getting beaten or raped, contact Travis, he'll take care of it.
Or police.
Either Travis or the police. Or you could just do a Facebook campaign, I guess, to unfollow a webcomic instead of calling the cops that this guy's beating or raping your son.
Oh, I want to know what the chances are that at least one of these people is a juggalo.
I don't see the coconut creamy reference he's making.
Go to the most recent comic of that guy's comic.
Yes.
Aaron, your hair's slicked back.
I know.
Like a pit
thing. That's research hair.
Okay. And it mentioned something about a coconut creamy in it and him getting it
dirty.
Put in his mouth or something.
Oh,
no, it is
shit.
Dirty. It's supposed to be dirty.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But she's saying it's supposed to be like the court case when it's...
So she's doing some...
This is coconut versus creamy?
She's doing some George Romero shit where she's got some... what is it called?
What's interesting is that in the...
Nothing.
First two panels, there's a black guy in the background, and then he disappears in the third panel.
I think that's the kid.
I think he's a magical Negro.
Is it like the kid in 3 Men and a Baby? The ghost?
Wasn't it a cardboard cutout?
It's not Ted Danson.
It's not himself, Ted
Danson.
It's not Patrick Swayze.
Supposed to make a new one of those movies, by the way.
3 Men and a Baby?
But she's getting married or something.
So with them?
Yeah.
So it's three men and a woman?
Yes.
It's an internet video.
Sounds like an adult film that
I've seen. It's an internet video.
I own that movie.
Is it a remake or the...
No, it's the daughter. She's in college or she's getting married or some shit.
So Ted Danson's going to be in a movie again.
He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
In a motion picture.
He was Becker.
There's a blind guy, and
he's
then
on the board to death.
There was that girl from that other show, movie
from Saw. She was in it.
Here we go. Summer School.
She was a pregnant student in Summer School. Shawnee Smith.
Wow.
Can we get back to the situation and what we're gonna do about it?
Yes. Because
Mike Sorrentino.
What can we do?
I sent her a message asking her what's this now. Because I don't.
I'm glad you said what you said. Because if you had said, I sent her a message asking her to clarify and expressing my concern. You said, what's this now?
Well, I just need to know, like, she didn't preface anything. Like, hey, look, you're following this webcomic and he's raping my kid. Can you please stop? And then I'd be like, well, maybe you should call the cops.
Yeah.
But we are following this webcomic?
Well, our page.
Yeah, likes.
Like, likes can like other pages. So maybe,
on its own?
No,
it's sentient.
No, not on its own. It's just you would have to go through and you could click like on them. So yeah. So if we go to a vote and we're scared that someone is raping, hey, if you got a webcomic and you're raping someone, just stop. That's rude. is that the moral of the story?
And abusing. Don't forget the abusing part.
But even according to her, we are slowly hurting her child.
Oh.
See, that's what I don't understand. It's like,
so how can we quickly...
Because we like the Facebook, that means we're helping him rape a kid. What?
Slowly.
Slowly.
Which makes it sense.
It's like, I got an extra like today. I'm going to rape him a little bit slower.
Oh, man.
What's the funniest thing you've ever said?
Well, I'm going to contact the actual guy who does the webcomic and ask him. Say, hey, what's this?
Do you have his phone number?
No, I don't. But
you do this on the air.
No, but I'll ask him, what's this all about? And hopefully he'll, what's this now? That's all I want to say.
Some lady saying you're not Asian, even though clearly you are
Asian.
Hey,
how come in movies they don't use the 555 thing anymore?
Yeah, they do.
They do, most of them.
Yeah. What 555 thing?
Well, never mind.
Numbers in movies have to show up as 555.
I haven't seen that anymore.
Unless the company pays to.
Yeah.
What do you mean any numbers?
Phone numbers.
Because ever since 8675309, since that happened, they made like a law.
It was because of that?
It was actually because of that Tommy Two-Tone song.
Point at me. Point at me. He's doing gang signs and they pointed at me.
So they made this law?
You could get killed for that in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so movies and television and songs had to go with that and start using 555. Or a variation. I think there's another number, like 000, they can use too.
I also just want to say to anyone out there who might have been on Usenet in the late 90s, Barry Boosma is a pedophile.
What? What the hell is that?
I think
mean?
One person got my. Okay. Usenet, I just want to say, I was reminded of this because of this woman's pedophile accusation. Usenet, which was a kind of a precursor to the internet that was around for a long time. And was kind of my introduction to the internet in the late 90s, was basically a primitive bulletin board system where you could subscribe to message boards by topic, and they had names like alt.books.kurtvonnegut for fans of Kurt Vonnegut books, or...
It was like 4chan.
I guess so, yeah. It was a lot. There were no... Obviously, there were no images. It was plain text... people communicating back and forth, but in, I want to say, 1998, all of Usenet pretty much got taken over by this spam bug that would flood every single message board in the network with the post, Barry Boosma is a pedophile. Whoever Barry Boosma was, they had very powerful enemies. And it made, this was like kind of your only way to kind of connect and network and talk to people. It made it unreadable for about a week.
Because
Barry Boosma is a pedophile.
Spam bug sounds like a sci-fi picture original.
It does, actually.
Barry Boosma, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right. If you Google the phrase, Barry Boosma is a pedophile, you'll still find archived instances of the spam post on groups ranging from sosh.culture.russian to here's someone who's reported the Barry Boosma is a pedophile bug to news.admin.netabuse.usenet. This person who sent us this message about this comic isn't aware of this, but she gave me a nice case of deja vu.
And also, if you're a pedophile, don't take pictures of girls in high school. That's weird.
Yeah. If you're not a pedophile, also don't.
Either way.
Yeah, either way. If you're trying to start a career as anything, don't take pictures of girls playing high school sports and publicize the fact that you took these pictures.
And then comment, yum.
That's one of their friends on Facebook they do.
Whoa.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought this was all a hypothetical.
This is hypothetical. I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you come
about.
Up with that? How'd you come up with that?
No idea. We're just using some hypothetical.
It does sound crazy. Why would anyone do anything like that?
Why would you do that?
What? If your kid goes to high school, why would you be okay with some weird little guy showing up, or normal-sized guy, showing up?
Of any race.
Can I just say real quick,
taking pictures of them.
Clarify, because they said weird little guy, they are not talking about my brother Sean.
Yes, definitely not.
By the way, your brother Sean has been on fire on the social media lately.
Has he?
I don't know, he just likes my posts a lot. So.
But he also made fun of you really well on your birthday.
He did. Give me or did you serve him?
Well, if some of you may know...
He said serve.
I did say serve.
Yes, me and Travis share a birthday, and Abe is right before us. Never forget, September 12th.
Yes.
At 13th.
I think it's too soon for that.
It is possibly too soon. But yeah, your brother made fun of you. I just loved it. But then you came back really... What did he tell
you? So you're
not
going to say it? You're just letting him know.
Look for it. No, it was a picture of just my face. James made a comment on it saying that this picture's missing something. Side post, he's referring to a gift that my roommate Maximo gave to me, which was of a blow-up doll male black blow up.
Did you use it?
Have you sucked on it?
Oh. No. Well, you've seen the
picture. Oh, you what?
You started to say something.
You said, no, and you stopped.
No,
you
said,
you've seen the picture I took where I was joking.
No, but did you have sex with
him? No,
it's for women.
It's like this big.
Wait, it's just got a dick.
Yeah, it's
for women. It doesn't have a butthole?
No, it doesn't have a butthole.
Insertion?
Well, because women don't ride a fake dong and then finger its butthole.
What if a gay dude...
How do you know?
I don't know.
What if a gay dude wants to use it?
Anyways, it's a joke gift, so it's not like I would actually use it.
Well, did you suck on it?
No. So anyways, James made the comment referring to the picture of just my face, saying it looks like this picture is missing something, referring to the blow-up doll picture he had just seen. My brother then decided to comment and say, yeah, James, a brain. Insinuating that I don't have a brain. So my
is that what he was insinuating?
I'm pretty sure he was incinerating that.
I think the word's incinerating.
Incinerating, yes. And anyways, my response to him, because for those of you who don't know, he's a little guy, so my response back to him was, oh, I'm sorry I missed that. I was too busy being life-sized.
That was mean.
That was a good comeback.
It was. It was really good.
It was mean.
I got a text right after from James saying that was gorgeous.
He almost said James.
I thought you were going to say Sir James.
I have been knighted, so yes. No, but that was really good. So stop molesting people, taking pictures of high schools, and what's that guy's name?
And take care, brush your hair.
Boom Sabat. What's that guy?
Noob Sabat?
Jimmy Mortal Kombat? Barry Boosma.
Barry Boosma.
B-A-R-R-Y.
Please send Travis a
direct message.
Let him know how you do it.
Let him know what's up.
And Noob Sabat is just, he's a scorpion. He's got,
think
just
about
dark.
It like this. If tomorrow, the entire internet, any web page, anywhere you went on the internet, was replaced by your name is a pedophile.
Then ESPN, I'd be famous.
For several days. 10 years from now, what would your life be like? Because that's the situation with Barry Boosma right now.
He could change his name.
What if it's fake? What if it's not a dude?
Why would you make up a name?
What the hell? Like,
you just ruined Yama's life right now.
Whoever made that virus is kind of like the wife from Goodfellas.
I thought you were going to say like Newman in Jurassic Park who did that virus.
No, because she was basically said
the magic word.
Janice Rossi is a whore. That's not the same.
No, she just told the whole apartment. This person told the whole internet.
That's worse.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, but it's comparable.
Newman got Samuel Jackson killed with that virus. Is that why?
Well,
did I have I think I had a dream where Samuel Jackson like wasn't dead. Like
in Jurassic Park.
He's not dead.
No.
You mean like
in Jurassic Park that he was. I saw something where he's like, it was a different black guy because all you saw was a black arm, and he was like, "You're being racist."
There was
I'm
no other
dead.
Black guys in that.
But
that
that's
movie.
What he said. It might have been in a dream or in like a sequel.
Well, it definitely wasn't.
It wasn't in the sequel. If it happened, it was in a dream.
In the sequel, there was gymnastics, and they're fighting rappers with gymnastics.
They're fighting rappers with gymnastics.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum's daughter. She was doing like gymnastics fighting
there
rappers.
Were rappers in it though. That's what he said.
Raptors.
Oh no! Wait, that was the end scene of Avengers. Samuel Jackson said that.
All I know is Bruce Bustamante is a pedophile or something.
Barry Guzman.
You just combined someone with the former lieutenant governor of California, Bruce Bustamante. You combined Bruce.
And on that note, we'll be right back.
Are you gonna keep that? You should though. All that 1, 2, 3, go. You gonna keep that? You should.
And we're back. Welcome back to the podcast.
What are you waiting for?
Huh?
To the podcast.
Podscure Gentlecast. Did I intro this wrong? Did I intro this wrong in the beginning?
You maybe the first time.
Podscure.
All right. Well, we got a bunch of questions from Aaron's fucking friends. So.
Ooh. Okay.
that tickle your butthole?
Okay. The first question is from Alejandro Mitchell, and Alejandro asks...
What's that song about Alejandro?
Yeah, he gets that all the time.
Was it an ABBA song?
That makes me happy that he gets that.
He does. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck you, Alejandro. This is Travis. All right, go.
All right, Alejandro asks...
What's that song about? I'm gonna look it up right now. Go, keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, I just realized that I was confusing the song Alejandro by Lady Gaga with the song Fernando by ABBA.
That's what I did. I've been doing that for weeks.
I am no longer happy he gets that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alejandro. I thought you were like an ABBA song.
Fernando.
That's exactly what I went to.
4 years old. Okay. Alejandro asks, I'm granting the six of you your own space shuttle.
Wait, is this the guy with the Wacko Warner thing on MySpace?
No, that would be Kevin Tolles.
No, with the Wacko Warner.
That was Kevin Tolles.
Dino Kevin Tolles.
Alright.
Mountain Man Kevin Tolles.
The guy who tries really hard to have bad grammar.
Yeah.
Like, he tries really hard to show he doesn't care about grammar.
He refuses to say breasts and just says breast.
Well, like, I know. It's weird. No, it's not weird. He purposely tries to make himself look cool.
Hey, you don't know him. You're not in his mind.
I see what he posts. All right. I see what you do.
I'm granting the six of you your own space shuttle. It can go
pretty... Why can't we all share the same space shuttle?
Wait, let me finish the question.
I think we can.
Yeah, it's really important that we get all this stuff.
Well, can I just ditch mine and hang out with them?
I don't want you on mine. I know we can all hang out together in our own space shuttle.
I don't want my space shuttle to smell like an AMPM.
Well, then you come in. Good night, everybody. That's the podcast.
Alright, it can go pretty much anywhere at any speed you choose, but you must be away from the Earth for at least 5 years. You've got a food replicator, access to the entire world's books, literature, music, television, movies, games, etc. And you've got a machine gun to defend yourself, wage war against others with. In great detail, what do you do with this amazing gift of space travel? Keep in mind, you don't have to travel alone. You can form your own squadron or combine your shuttles into a larger...
Wait, I don't get this 5 year thing. So when I come back from space, like, what do I do?
Basically, you have 5 years to be out in space and do whatever you want. What do you do?
And then when you come back, nothing has changed?
You know, I don't do anything because it's boring and there's fucking nothing in space.
This is like Dennis Hopper asking this question.
Alejandro was the worst.
Yeah, you're... No,
I'm glad you get Lady Gaga songs.
I wish you were Fernando. I wish you were Kevin Tolles.
Like,
can I just chill in Earth's orbit the whole time?
I just like that Travis said chill.
You have to be away from Earth for 5 years. You have replicators.
Why can't he just say, we're out in fucking space for 5 years. What do you do with that 5 years in space?
I'm away from Earth if I'm in its orbit.
Wait, you know what? Wikipedia doesn't tell me shit about that song. Alejandro just says it was high up on the charts.
I heard it's about Alejandro Pena.
What's a good website if you want to know about
Spankwire.
Songs? Spankwire.com.
I don't think they have songs on there.
No.
Unless they got that butt slammer.
I'll do this in the plug section. Never mind.
Well, I would just say we combine shuttles because that'd be kind of cool, but whatever.
Into one giant shuttle?
Yeah. Can they turn into animals and then we form a giant robot?
It's up to us.
Worst question ever. Next question.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but I missed the History Twins questions.
Oh, shit.
That question sort of presupposes a deep knowledge of astronomy.
But we don't know what goes on in space, so how can we answer that question?
I'd go to Mars and be bored by the nothing.
I would get my ass to Mars.
Oh, there we go.
You wouldn't search for life?
That's the best answer.
I mean, even
we
if we were in space, it's like...
because they'd kill me.
You got a machine gun.
Why just There's a machine just... gun?
They probably got lasers, bro.
How come I only have a machine gun? I have a spaceship and just a machine gun.
I don't know. I didn't come up with this question.
You know what? Next question.
I saw other life in space. They had lasers because they showed me their guns, G.
I would go to space. Gary Oldman would turn into a spider monster. Matt LeBlanc would help me. John Hurt is also there. Lost in Space, the movie.
William.
There you go.
John Hurt's the old British guy.
I thought you were going with the Fifth Element and Debo is president. Then at the end,
Gary Oldman also in that, not a spider, funny hair.
He was president.
He was.
For some reason, I thought Chris Tucker was president. He's
not
president.
He was just a
He was just a feminine guy.
But he was fucking a girl on that shuttle.
No, he was eating her vagina.
Well, I'm sure he's fucking her later.
Her vaginal region.
Who was the president?
Barack Obama.
The bad guy from Friday.
He is. True statement.
All right.
The bad guy in Friday.
All right, we got another question from Brandon Oliver.
Wait, if you love this question so much,
what's your answer?
I said
why don't you fucking
I would want to combine into like a big
and then
fleet.
What? Fly around combined?
For 5 years? We just no, we search for something and go on adventures, okay?
What adventures? There's nothing in space.
No, no. We find something.
What are we gonna find? There's nothing in our general vicinity.
No, we find something.
I saw what happened in Prometheus. I don't wanna run into that black ooze.
No, what happened in that movie?
Wait.
Nonsense.
Hold on. Did Travis just say black coos?
He did. He really did.
Oh, Travis, Jesus. That's racist and dirty.
All right, go. Okay. Next one.
Brandon Oliver.
Who doesn't want to find black coos?
Brandon Oliver.
It's Ebony.
Ouch! That hurts! You can punch me?
For those not listening, James just punched his brother Nick.
And he has no sleeve, so it hurt more.
All right.
Yeah, he punched him in the bare arm.
Brandon Oliver asks.
The bare arm.
Wait, who's Brandon Oliver from?
The no
from
arm.
Brandon Oliver of Twex.com fame.
What yes.
He asks, what are your favorite sexual positions?
He probably said it like that because he's a very happy guy.
He's a very happy
the plunger.
Can we talk about the 5 years in space? I have some ideas about
the
5 years
in space.
Space
is my favorite.
I would hope someone would just be really serious, but all right, see, but
I like doggy style because I like when my nuts slap on against it. No, the plunger. That's when the girl is laying on the back of her neck. And then
she's laying on the
no,
back.
No, she's
of her
like,
neck.
Well, she's basically, it's like she's doing a handstand, kind of. I mean,
no, but oh, she's like on the back of her neck, and her ass is up, and the guy is standing over, and he pushes his dick down inside her,
with
going
his hand.
Up and down. Yeah, he's pushing his dick down with his hand.
Yeah.
And then goes up and down. It's called the plunger. I think we made that up. It's called the plunger, right?
I thought it was a jackhammer.
You and Travis made it up.
So what does Travis do with his penis when you're just inside of his butt?
Well, I'm like slapping it as I'm
like
going inside him.
Like a cat playing with his toy.
I'm like playing with it as I'm doing it.
That's weird.
That's my cat.
No, but probably on top. No, I'm just kidding. There's really nowhere else we can go with that.
Yeah.
Springboard La Plancha. That's my favorite sexual position.
Nice. South Dakota farmhand.
Yeah.
I thought it was North Dakota farmhand.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, it was the North. Now,
it's
the South
migrated.
Dakota. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell anyone's talking
the
about.
The Peruvian necktie.
What?
Nice. Nice.
Arabian goggles.
What we found with the South Dakota farmhand, which was James's attempt to create a sexual position, is that anytime you try to create a sexual position involving more than two people, really there's only one person in that position who is having any fun.
Yeah, because it's one person on all fours as the cow, then there's one person...
And it has to pretty much be a guy.
Yeah, it has to be a guy, and then there's one person as the bucket under the guy.
With the mouth open.
With the mouth open.
And someone's milking the guy.
And someone's milking it. The South Dakota farmhand. The other person could be riding the other person. I don't know.
Wait. Oh, you mean the guy whose mouth is
they
open?
They could all just be dudes.
Well, yeah. If the guy whose mouth is open is being rode, then that implies he has a dong.
Rode is, in the dictionary, to ride.
Is being rode on.
Yes. And the Peruvian necktie, I've seen it, and it's crazy. Aaron?
I thought it was Colombian necktie.
That's a
kill
position.
Is Peruvian necktie a real sexual position?
No, it's a UFC
move.
No, so it is a real sexual position.
Oh, shit.
Oh, rear naked choke.
Okay.
Aaron just whatever
Superman
does.
Why is it called a rear naked choke?
Bare naked ladies?
Bare naked ladies.
They had a song on Channel 11 before they were...
If you're thinking about being my spaceman, it don't matter. If that's how.
If you're black or white.
Or purple or green or
no.
Yellow.
Wait,
or
you were going to sing... You were going to sing
no,
Michael Jackson.
No, because they do that.
No, I know. But how you were singing it.
You were singing the tune of...
Yeah. No, they do it. It doesn't matter.
No, he's trying to tell...
Or purple.
You know what? And then Michael Jackson going around smelling like little boys' booty holes. Like I'm supposed to be impressed, Cat Williams.
And polka dots too.
Oh, okay. So
Aaron, you didn't say anything Superman's doing, because that's how you do it.
What do you think Superman's favorite position is?
Missionary.
Nothing. He doesn't have sex. He's a bitch.
He keeps that in the bedroom. Doesn't talk about it.
No, but we saw a little bit of it in Superman too, because they're in.
Well, the new Superman probably fucks like a machine.
Henry Cavill, star of one of the Hellraisers.
Yes.
I think you're confusing Superman with what you think Superman is.
he had a dream about Superman.
Look, I had a dream about Superman. And he's like, you, how do you know that black guy I'm saying Samuel L. Jackson? Racist. All right, next question.
Okay. Okay. This one I've kind of been asked a bunch, but it also has a secondary question. Stephen Perrell asks...
Who's Stephen Perrell? Is he part of the Perrell fortune?
Let's go with that. Sure.
You didn't... There's no other black guys on that island, though.
You don't know that?
What about at the beginning?
They had so many workers there. You think there were, one worker?
Well... The camera only showed Samuel Jackson.
Isn't the guy that's getting eaten at the beginning when the British guy's yelling, Shooter! Isn't that guy black?
He is. Shooter!
So that could have been that guy's arm who shows up later.
I want everyone to say shooter at least once in this episode.
Samuel Jackson was going there.
No, you got it. You start.
He was going there, and then they killed him, and that's why his hand
But they never
there.
Showed his face.
And then she goes, oh, God! When she's running away. I thought it was so funny.
That's what she...
Did they ever show his face?
No.
So how do you know Samuel Jackson's dead?
I'm pretty sure that's what they were saying.
Fuck.
See?
No.
Everyone's
this is Mr. Arnold.
Okay, what does Stephen Perrell say?
Stephen Perrell
is, wait, is this that Native American dude?
No.
Who's that Native American dude?
That would be Stephen Tracy.
Okay. Who's Stephen Perrell? Give us a background on this guy.
Stephen Perrell is a guy who rides motorcycles.
Didn't he have that song, We'll Make Great Pets?
Yes!
Harry Perrell.
He's bald. He's bald, he's black.
And he's beautiful.
He smokes cigars. And
wait, where do you know
was
this guy
his
from?
High school.
In Jurassic Park.
He's bald, he's black, and he smokes cigars. Where do you know him from? High school.
That's weird. All right, what is a Streif Tough one?
Okay. What are your main influences for drawing, and how do you... incorporate them into your style and make them your own?
George Carlin.
Can we just tell him to listen to the other podcast?
Yeah, Steven, this question's been asked to us a lot. Just refer to older podcasts.
You sure you want to be that snide to a bald black man? You
could. Who smokes cigars and rides a bike?
He sounds
like
high school.
Yeah, he sounds like Ty Cobb from Raising Arizona.
This guy sounds like the bad guy
Ty
from Friday.
The pitcher?
Yeah, that's what you just said.
Randall Tex Cobb.
There you go. Adam.
I'll just say Jack Kirby for now. Okay. The second part of his question, though, he asks...
blew it off.
Is it because you're racist and hate black people?
No, it's not.
Kevin told us I'm sorry.
You were like Edward Furlong. You just shined him on and told him hasta la vista, baby. Terminator 2.
Okay, the second part of his question says, if you could destroy one comic strip besides Garfield from ever existing, what would it be and why?
Is this the same person who asks the could erase one thing from history?
No. Oh no!
Wait, is this? Did we have this question?
This black guy rids comic strips.
No, we had the
He rids them all day.
He reads Sunday funnies.
Like Family Circus.
Like Family
then
Circus.
Then I would say Family Circus.
Marmaduke.
I would say Kathy.
Kathy's already gone.
Yeah.
Again.
No, I would go back.
No,
and like
eliminated from the history.
Oh,
I would shoot the
but
girl.
But then there'd just be someone else who becomes.
Oh
Hitler.
Shit! I would go back in time.
There'd be someone else who becomes Kathy.
The girl who made Kathy shoot her.
What does she do? She has yikes.
She has a crapper.
What's her thing? She goes yikes. I got a period.
She's ice cream. And shit.
I don't think she's ever said I got my period.
What? She's like, oh no, Mr. Whiskers, you're on my bed.
What
again.
About Ziggy?
Ziggy's a cop. Fuck you, man. Ziggy's a comic.
This is sounds racist.
That's an exact quote from.
I'm sorry, high school black kid with a bald head.
He's not high school anymore. He's not high school anymore.
Oh,
right. So you're not mentoring him.
Good for him.
But related to what you just said, by the way, about Marmaduke,
he sounds like Ty Cobb,
someone,
the baseball player.
Someone replied to that actually, and again it was Alejandro Mitchell. And he
wait,
said,
which one's he? Give us a background.
Alejandro Mitchell sounds.
Stop asking him that.
He sounds like Richard Nixon. And he's dark skinned.
So our next question
wait.
Is Marmaduke really that bad?
Yeah, is Marmaduke really that bad?
I don't think Marmaduke's that bad.
Yeah. Ovi or the comic?
Owen
the comic.
Wilson was his voice.
It was.
Did not see it.
I don't like Marmaduke the comic.
How did you know we were gonna say Marmaduke?
I mean honestly
I don't know, this was on Facebook they're asking these questions.
Honestly, after when I got older
doesn't answer your question.
Yeah. Most webcomics are just better than the most printed funnies. So except
especially
for
Peanuts.
And Calvin Hobbes.
Especially Hobbes.
And Calvin Hobbes.
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes, I like, and The Far Side.
Yeah.
Those are that band.
Was Far Side just in newspapers?
Yeah. Tribe Called Quest.
Farside, PHA.
It's a rap group.
What?
R-C-Y-D-E.
It's like a... And Boondocks. Like, those are like...
Get Fuzzy.
No, wait.
Get Fuzzy,
Farside was just a normal...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean, oh, wow?
I don't know. I just read them.
You thought they just...
I just thought they came out with books.
Calendars. Calendars. No, Beetlebangers.
That's what I think we should have done, is just, like, come out with a 1,000-page book.
And then people be like, hey, like this.
Hey, no, it wasn't the 1,000-page book.
Doonesbury? Okay.
Is that a jam?
Dunes, it should be a Doonesbury jam. I can go get that Knott's Berry Farm.
Aaron's got a touch of the downs right now.
Sometimes we just gotta let you riff.
That's pretty delightful.
We need to go get some Doonesbury.
Over at
Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. Alright, leave it for
me. Okay. Okay, another question, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Alejandro Mitchell again.
Hey, how much time are we at?
Should you have asked that out loud?
Yeah, I mean, usually he does the silent 45 and everyone goes, what's going on?
Would you like us to end it, man?
No, I just wondering. No.
All right, so give me his background, this Alejandro guy.
Dark chocolate Richard Nixon, all right.
Dark chocolate.
He had a lot of questions, so he asks, who would win in a fight, a two-headed dinosaur or a robotic Bigfoot?
This is fucking stupid.
Robotic Bigfoot.
Over a two-headed dinosaur?
This sounds like a darker Richard Nixon.
What was that?
Wait, everybody, wait. Do your impression again, Aaron.
I'm not gonna
do it. No. The listener needs to hear this.
I was like,
Two-headed
dinosaur, or a robot Bigfoot.
Are you Irish?
There you go. Lynn, Six Color Stories.
Lynn, what do you think of that?
That was embarrassing.
Well, who would win? I'd say dinosaur.
Richard Nixon.
Nobody. You know who'd win? Samuel Jackson, still alive in Jurassic Park. That's just no win.
It doesn't matter who wins. We all.
You know who doesn't win? That kid who's getting molested and beat up by some other podcast.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Next question.
Slowly.
And Alejandro asks,
what's better, North Dakotan or South Dakotan farmhand?
This question's actually not that bad, but it's really easy.
Alejandro Mitchell asks, what's in the Jill sandwich?
Jill Valentine.
Jill Valentine. Smashed
in Resident Evil 1.
Yeah. Alejandro, you had some pretty
And bacon. Fun.
You know what? You don't get to turn on Alejandro like that. You were jazzed for his questions,
you know what?
Earlier. Because, I just said jazz.
Because they sounded cool.
Oh, and some avocado, maybe.
That's it? That's all you got?
No, there's one more from...
There's no bacon in this sandwich?
But what were we doing that one? Yeah,
what's your one more?
It's from Joseph
and
Foster.
Oh, and well, what? Why? You were supposed to save that for the next one, and then...
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Do you have any more questions of the ones you're supposed to read in this episode?
No.
This week.
We're saving that Joey one for next week.
For 2 weeks from now, since we're... By the way, if you guys haven't realized that we're pretty much on an every other week schedule for the listener, Lynn.
Yeah.
Expect us weekly.
Yeah, and unless we figure out the Skype thing so we can start interviewing people, but we're all too much involved in jobs and our ladies and
Songpop.
4chan and Songpop.
Job Pride.
So, yeah. Well, you can ask
them. It sounds like we're like pimps, like our ladies. Our stable of women.
We're too involved in our ladies. And our Songpop. All right. So that's the end of your questions?
That's the end of the questions. Until next time.
Interesting.
Wait,
so
it's over?
No.
No. Well, nothing's over.
Aaron needs to take
that's great. Have you guys seen Troll Hunter? That's my question.
No, I have not.
I like when
it's
he
on
goes,
my queue.
Troll!
I still have not seen Troll Hunter.
Oh, fuck. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Does anyone hunt Sonny Bono in it?
No, you should have just been quiet for that. That did not deserve anything.
You deserved
a quiet...
Wait, but Sonny Bono was not the troll.
But he was in Troll.
Yeah, but he wasn't the
troll.
That's
why I don't
know who the troll is. I've seen, like, the movie.
It was a midget. It was some midget.
There were goblins.
No, that's the
a
second
midget
one.
Or
that's
a little
still
person.
Walked backwards.
It was a little person, or not a midget. Or
or
no,
dwarf.
Back then they could be called midgets, because that's when it was acceptable.
It was fashionable.
At the end of this, we should just have, like, the person whose episode it is just reminisce about, all right, guys, so... We went ahead and talked about this little kid who maybe getting South Dakota farmhand slowly.
Slowly hurt a child.
From the creator of Doonesbury. And then just keep going through, and Aaron loves the way Superman makes love.
I've probably seen four midgets in my lifetime in real life.
Piccolina, one of them.
Like in front, like walking around the mall.
I went to high, when I was a freshman in high school, there was a midget cholo.
And it was little people.
Yeah, we had a midget punker.
That is, but like.
It was just a little Mexican?
No, I think it was. No, you know what cholos were? Big baggy shirts.
I understand.
Wait, what did cholos do?
They were big baggy shirts. This was a midget wearing a big baggy shirt, so it looked amazing.
You know,
amazing.
Most shirts on him are going to be big and baggy.
No, but
he's a midget.
This was purposely baggy.
So it was like a nightgown, the
and
shirt dragged behind him as he walked.
Yeah, and he had like a, he had a shaved head and everything.
Wait, why was it circular? You like rubbed your head like you were sand in it.
It was just shaved.
Okay.
Yeah, they called him Short Man.
Well, when you're...
Very creative gang name.
Yeah.
So. Oh, was that his gang name?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, shit, that is
he
awesome.
He was part of SGK.
San Gabriel
Killers.
It means smokers gone corrupt.
You don't
you
smoke corrupt.
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 Yeah.
The rapper. Corrupt.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, but okay, seriously. Here's my next question. FTW, it now means for the win, but did it ever really mean fuck the world like the Cholo yelled on top of a cliff once that I heard? Before he jumped into the water, he yelled at everyone, fuck the world.
And
so,
he's wearing jean shorts.
And he's wearing jean shorts. And for all this time, I thought FTW meant fuck the world, but apparently it means for the win.
It did at one point. I was watching
Blood
In. No, I was watching Blood In, Blood Out. And this Cholo, again the Cholo, he's like inside.
Wait, did he have a big shirt?
Was he little?
Please describe the Cholo again.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
In a Richard Nixon Irish voice.
He pulled down his lip and it said FTW. And he was like, fuck the world. Yeah.
Happened?
Is that a ghost? Was that a ghost voice?
There was a situation in England where a politician was writing LOL to people, and he meant lots of love. So he was writing it to people who are just like I just heard about your father dying. LOL.
Oh,
I heard
about this.
Did awesome. You just clap? He did Black Lady in the Theater clap.
He said, "Ooh, child, please."
Black Lady in the 1870 theater. That's why he said, ooh, child, please.
Bad. Wow, hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, hallelujah.
You're not going to get any Ebony Coos with that.
Ebony Coos is the name of something.
They're my favorite Charlemagne cover band.
It's my drag queen name.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Ebony Coos.
It says strippers don't have double names.
You should be a drag queen stripper. Because eventually you take out your shit and then the dong flops out and everyone's like, yeah!
Wait, do they really have, like, drag queen stripper places?
They have burlesque places.
No. That's different. Burlesque is just...
Your dick is the tassel.
I'm going to open up a place and call it drag queen stripper place.
I say we do that. All right, anyone else have questions? Any of you guys?
No.
Do I have questions?
Yeah. Anyone gonna write a comic?
I will one day.
All right.
Space shuttles. What are we gonna do with them?
Space shuttle. 5 years. We're up there. What are we doing?
We're combining.
Let's connect them.
Yeah, we do that. We explore.
Yeah.
Go on adventures.
Why would we need to combine them? Can we all just use one?
Because it's cooler that way.
No, but it's a big. I'm sure
but
it's a big shuttle.
But what if you're in the shape of like a giant mech?
But I would get. I would like to have people to say hi to.
That's 5 years with just dudes, with just you guys.
I could show you how I do the plunger to Travis.
Smelling like a GDA MPM. We don't need this.
A bunch of farmhand going on in that spaceship.
But yeah. That doesn't make sense.
With plunger work.
South Dakota, North Dakota, West Virginia.
We're all Dakota.
All farmhands. Of all kinds.
All Dakotas are welcome.
The Filipino face bath. Joe Van Fossen made that up.
Yes, he did.
I just love that name.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Or was it the Filipino washcloth? I don't know what that was.
No, it was
like
washcloth.
There was a face bath, but I think there was something.
I don't
with
know.
The
we should call him right now. Find out.
Yeah. These all sound horrible.
All farmhands on deck. That's what we would say.
That's the video. That's the name of the DVD. Do they have porn and Blu-ray, Travis?
Of course they do.
Well, actually, for those who are curious, it's actually porn that helped make Blu-ray the win out against
HD. They thought that porn went HD.
No, they went Blu-ray.
They went Blu-ray, that's why.
Usually
Travis just dropped some creepy knowledge on us.
No, because VHS and Beta, porn went VHS, that's why VHS.
Yeah, but then I thought porn went HD.
They went Blu-ray.
Are you sure?
Oh,
shit. Wikipedia.
Isn't pornography always the deciding factor?
Yeah, yes. I'm with Travis on this.
They talked about it in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
It was in a movie, Yama. A fictional movie.
No, but it used.
But me and Travis really believe it.
No, it was a fictional movie in a fictional movie.
There were porn that was in
it. About a real movie.
But most of the actual mainstream companies went.
I think I heard Kevin Smith talk about this, too.
I know way too much about
it. So if porn went UMD drives, we would have porn on PSPs. But that didn't happen.
That's not Nick doing a cat noise. That's him pretending to fall asleep in front of the talk.
Or he's not being a vampire who just saw sunlight.
No,
he's not hawking a loogie either. So, well, I guess we could do plugs in while Yama's doing the search thing. Or
do we just go straight
out? Okay, I guess Travis is right.
Alright. Yeah, Travis,
I'm not proud of that.
Travis, you win the day.
Aaron,
go. Do I though? Do I really?
Go what?
I don't know, are we...
All right, well, so...
Plug it up then, all
right. Plug it
up.
Okay, I guess I'll start off plugging. Go to my Tumblr account.
What's it called?
Tumblr.com.
Sexy in Spandex.
/ People in Spandex.
Yeah, change that shit up.
I'm not changing.
It's like you're always splashing water at us.
People in Spandex just do a lot of work. We already make that joke.
I just went to tumblr.com/ people in spandex and it says not found.
Wait, what?
Tumblr.com/ people in spandex is not found.
How is that possible?
So you don't even know? People in it's yours. You
Barry Boozma virus because hacked your Tumblr.
He'd be raping people.
I swear that was my URL.
Slowly.
No, I think I know it's... Okay, it's peopleinspandex.tumblr.com.
Ah, that's nice.
That's why he's been getting no hits. Lost passions.
Why did you draw a Scarlet Witch that looks like an R. Crumb fetish picture?
It does, but the legs are fucking ankle. Huge. He wants that shit around his face.
She got broken legs. Can I just say really quick, I don't think it's a big deal that R. Crumb likes tall women who are thick. I don't understand
no,
why
but
that's...
He, it's like he likes small boobs with giant, like, horse legs.
You know what I have a problem with? That Fritz the Cat, because... You can't beat off of that at all.
I have a problem with him saying he hates commercial shit when all of his shit's commercial anyway.
There's
so
no one in spandex on your people in spandex
Tumblr. And why are people so ugly that he draws?
Scarlet Witch is in spandex.
And why women be shopping?
Can Aaron, this is Yama, can Aaron explain the premise of people in spandex?
It's just where I'll post my art and I like superheroes a lot.
No, but why is it called people in spandex?
Because superheroes are generally
in spandex. Genitally in spandex. Except for that one time when the X-Men were all wearing leather.
You mean puffy jackets? They weren't puffy.
They were like Puff Daddy jackets?
They
like
were.
Those big white jackets with fur?
They were. They're like neon.
That Nick used to have wear? One of those.
You know what? It was a giant Nike jacket.
Can you explain that, why you used to dress like Puff Daddy and listen to Kid Rock?
No, explain either one of those.
Either one.
Were they related?
I enjoyed that one Kid Rock song.
The one that was in the Shield.
Ball with the Ball?
Yeah, and Jim bought me the album. I did not.
For your birthday.
He did buy me that. I like that one song.
You asked
that's
for it.
It. Okay, that's it. And then that big puffy Nike jacket. It was a Nike jacket. And it was a very large jacket because I was only in fifth grade.
Did you
Nike
drink Cristal from the bottle?
Wait,
when
it was
Rock
Aware.
You were only in fifth grade when you got. I feel like we were already older when you got that jacket.
I don't know. I had it since fifth grade.
You gave him the first plunger when you wore that jacket.
No, and then I wore it until it got sprayed by a skunk, and I would wear it when I was sick. And then it got sprayed by a skunk, and I'm wearing one.
You mean you got sprayed by a skunk?
I wish I still had it. How about that?
So do I.
Yeah. I don't wear it out in public.
Aaron, okay, peopleinspandex.com.
Well, yeah, there you go. There's my plug. I don't know. I don't have anything to plug. I barely go on Twitter anymore.
Obscure Alves. You having a breakdown right now?
Obscure
Alves. I barely go.
Obscure Alves.
At Obscure Alves, but I barely go on there anymore anyway, so.
All right, this is Abe. Follow me on Twitter at Obscure Abe.
Go Bruins.
Go Bruins. And go to egotastic.com. You may be judged by your friends, but still
why?
It's still a good site.
Why are you judged by your friends? because you just like to look at softcore.
I know. I look at that website. It's awesome.
It's entertainment.
But you'd rather
it's celebrity gossip also.
But you'd rather look at Full Insertion.
No, but he's not looking at it to jack off. He's looking at it because
don't say jack off.
That's yeah, don't say.
Yeah,
jack
come
off.
On.
Masturbate.
All right,
beat off. You just say beat off.
I want to plug the website songmeanings.net, a tasty little corner of the internet, where they create a webpage for every single popular song with the lyrics, and people comment on what they think the meaning of the song is. And I've pulled up the thread for the Lady Gaga song Alejandro, just as an example.
Yes.
Someone called XX Love Is in the Air says, ha 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 ha, I love this song. Yeah, she basically decided to use Mexican names. And yeah, I guess she's a bit of a player. And three dudes by the names Alejandro, Fernando, and Roberto all, I guess, have a thing for the Gaga, but she just kind of wants to be left alone.
No, you need to afford me that link, because yeah, I want to read all these.
I really appreciate that.
It's a great website. If you ever wondered what the meaning of a song
do
is,
they have Megadeth?
But you don't actually care what the meaning of the song is. Yeah. You just want to hear insane people.
So they have Megadeth on there.
They have any artists you want.
Let me. What Megadeth song you want?
Return to the Hangar. That's not to be confused with Hangar 18. That's the sequel where they return to
no
the hangar.
No results. So I'm just going to search.
Can you repeat the name of the website again one more time?
You really think I spelled Megadeth wrong?
Yeah. No. Did you put an A in there?
No. What is wrong
with
you? The song is Return to Hangar.
Say the name of the website again
one more time, though. Songmeanings.net. The only four Megadeth songs they have on here are... never mind. They have a song called Megadeth Fiero.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
That sounds like a car.
I've been fantasizing about making a Fiero for weeks.
Oh wait, I'm wrong. I don't know how to navigate this website.
There's Hangar 18.
There's Hangar 18. But we want to find Return to the Hangar.
We can do Hangar 18. Let's see what.
Oh, here it is. Return to Hangar.
Return to Hangar.
You said Return to the Hangar,
dude,
and then you accused me of not knowing how to spell Megadeth. That's like seventh grade. I'm cooler than you.
I bet you some people don't know how to spell Megadeth correctly.
Okay, here we go. First song meaning, I don't care. They both fucking rock my socks.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I think this one is.
God damn it.
Dan Stranger 51. This song is amazing when played directly after Hangar 18. I like Return better. Dave's voice is more angry and exact with his words. Like in Hangar 18, it is more like he is shouting to the masses. But Return is like a told you so type thing. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
You didn't say that.
No, he said that.
I like how he just, at the end, he's like, yeah, you know what, fuck this. What the fuck am I saying?
Okay, next person. The riffs are just that little bit heavier, making it completely awesome. I love the idea of the aliens breaking out and exacting their revenge on the scientists who tortured and confined them. It needs no further interpretation.
Joey,
it just plain rocks.
Joey, do you think you could go to this website and write something down?
Hangar 18 and Return to Hangar are two awesome Megadeth songs. These two songs inspired me to write a book about Hangar 18.
Oh my God. Aliens
coming alive and killing everyone. If anyone has any info on Hangar 18, please tell me so that I can make my book more accurate.
Stephen King.
That was the, what is it, Dreamcatcher?
So,
that's the premise for Dreamcatcher.
Wow. All right, well, I love this site. I'm on board. But seriously, do you know how much... Wait. I don't know. I mean, some people are going to add the A because it's Megadeth, and they're going to think of death.
That was middle school. I'm cooler than you. Because... And I'm just saying this because, to confess, I was the guy who wrote Megadeth on their folder and spelled it D-E-H-E-H.
And then someone went, what are you?
And someone called me a faggot.
Well, yeah, there you go. All right, Nick?
I would like to plug Tranny Strip Club Place that will open in the near future.
And it's drag queen stripper place.
You
can open that place too.
And you're not supposed to say tranny or something.
Unless you're talking about the car part.
It's round.
No, it's in my auto body shop.
Oh, okay. In that case.
Oh, a tranny strip club.
Strip of a tranny.
So it's a theme of just like tranny.
No, it was drag queen strip club place.
Because you want to see that dong fall out of that pouch.
Because I just want to, they'll be playing a song and then you see the dong fall out.
They're hanging dong.
And you make it rain on that dong. Also fall me.
By spitting on it?
Obscure. You spit on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you swing it.
Nope.
No, and then, oh, follow me on Twitter.
Twitter.
On the face Twitter at Obscure Nick. / people in spandex.
All right, Nick here.
No, that's not me.
You want to try that again?
All right, James.
It's not me.
Go over to our iTunes. I know some. I think we got one more review. I
also play Stick Run on Facebook because it's fun as hell.
Wait, Temple Run?
No, it's called Stick Run.
Oh, on Facebook.
What do you do?
I don't let anyone see it.
What do you do?
I don't feel like I need to show them that I put a funny hat on my character.
Wait, what's Stick Run?
It's called Stick Run.
What do you do?
You run with a little stick man.
So it's like Temple Run?
No, it's not. I'll show you it after.
All right, go play Stick Run. This is James. You can find me on Song Pop.
Stick Run. I just run around with my dick hanging out.
I'll show you
on Facebook. Oh, follow me at
20 people like it.
At Obscure Gent.
20 people.
Right? I'm Obscure Gent.
You're at Obscure Gent. Yes, that's.
Yeah, I'm not tweeting as much as I used to. I'm not retweeting and all the other shit, and I'm not doing Follow Fridays anymore. I'm just kind of. I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Until a month. A month from now, he will.
No, I haven't been since I took that vacation.
Boring.
That's not really boring. It's just I don't have time to do that shit.
There's never any time.
So angry.
No, I don't know.
You do come off angry about it.
I just don't. I just. I get sick of the Twitter and I get sick of the social media shit sometimes. But go click like on our Facebook, though.
We got 400 today.
See, it's like you say that and then you say, hey, do this, but wouldn't it just look like we're horrible?
They already know we're horrible. You're talking about doing a plunger, and that's your favorite sex position.
But that was a joke.
Springboard.
Yeah, I've never done the actual
You've never done the plunger.
No, I swear to God.
You've never done the plunger.
What about a springboard love plunger?
Oh, my God. That'll hurt someone's guts.
We got 400 today.
Oh, yeah, today we got 400 Facebook likes, so thank you, everybody.
Does that mean I'm supposed to tweet my dick or something?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to tweet a picture of your dick to everybody, and also give hand jobs.
Hey, remember, hold it with two fingers, looks bigger. And take that picture.
You know what?
400 hand jobs, do you realize how many blisters I'm going to have?
I blew up so many balloons today, it smells like I was giving hand jobs to a bunch of guys wearing condoms. It does. I've washed my hands many times, and it still smells like rubbers. But there were balloons.
This is like our best plug segment yet.
It smells exactly the same. Stickman looks like Mario Brothers and Shinobi.
Mario and Shinobi.
Ridiculous. But also I want to say that Andrew Gregor, his webcomic, I Am Arg, he came out with a paperback book of his comics.
Why don't we do that?
Because we're lazy. But he came out with it. It came out really amazing. His cover for it, and he also had guest art in it, which Aaron did.
Oh, no.
You're not a fan of it?
No,
you're not a fan of Aaron being in the printed book?
No, but so Aaron, I'm going to...
I just died in Stickman.
I'm going to post some pictures about it later this week, so you'll see it, but he did a great job, and it was cool to see Aaron's artwork and something I told him to draw in there, so...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so awesome work. Thank you, Mr. Gregor, for that, and also go buy his book, because it's actually awesome, unlike a lot of other webcomics who rape kids or something.
He's also got a cool hat.
That's a cool name.
Rape kids?
No, Gregor.
Well, yeah. I am Marg, or whatever. So, yeah, those are my plugs.
And or whatever.
And I also plug Bleeders. Go.
Travis here. First off, I guess, plug my Twitter, at Obscure Trevor for Twitter. Like he said, like us on Facebook. Continue reading And for those of you who haven't heard me plug it for the last few times, Avengers vs. X-Men, it's still fantastic.
Scott Summers wearing Speedos.
That's true.
Wait, really?
Comics Alliance.
Avengers, the movie, comes out on the 25th.
Wait, why is
if you
he...
haven't seen it yet, go check that motherfucker
is
out.
Is he really wearing Speedos?
It's an old thing.
Yeah, and...
Why is he wearing Speedos?
It's from the 80s, don't worry.
Why can't you answer my question?
Because he's swimming.
What?
Bathing suit.
He's wearing a bathing suit. He's going to go swimming.
Play some beach
oh,
volleyball.
Oh, you're acting like that's his normal costume. I'm punch air in the face right now.
You're mean.
Also, if you haven't, Cabin in the Woods is now available.
It's the greatest horror movie ever.
It's a great movie.
I need to see that, I guess.
It is an amazing horror movie, and I just really would like to plug that because I love it. Thank you for listening, and as always,